Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to the Mission Accepted podcast. Well, I know that you've been like cheering on these group podcasts that we're doing. Why? Because you're getting such a different sense of opinion about the same topic. And today, I'm always like, I'm so excited. Today, full house. We are going to rock this whole concept of health and wellness. And I love it because if there's ever a sector that is on the move, it's got to be this one. And if you've been around for a little while, you've seen that. And we're going to hear from an incredible array of experts that play in this sector in many different ways today. So look, it, you're not only the best audience, and I know that there's podcast hosts on this as well. They're like, what do you mean you have the best audience? I've got the best audience. No, but you are a very active audience. So that's that. And we know that being active is a good form of health and wellness. So you are the most active listeners today. If you are watching, you are going to see, oh my gosh, you're going to see some very healthy people talking some very healthy things today. But let's dig in and let's get started, because what I do know is the comments that I get from you are that your life changed, you had a drop, a drop like, woo, that was a gym drop. You're going to have many. And inevitably, just by listening to this show today, you're going to grow in your personal development, because you're going to walk out there and you're going to do something different, take something different, listen to something different. You are going to be healthier. And we are all tapped into this whole mind, body, soul philosophy, right? Whether you're doing it in your work or in your life, or you are the head of the family, and it is your role to make sure that everybody else is healthy. Okay, I'm going to introduce our team today, who's on this show. Now, if you're listening and you're not watching, you're going to hear someone go, hello. But if you are watching, I'm going to ask my guests today just to maybe put their hand up, because we are in a group show and any of you could be any of these names. And just to make it more confusing today, we have a triple C on the show today. We have 3 Carols. So you're going to want to make sure that you put your hand up for sure. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that I pull this off.
That's funny.
But, you're also going to be the most forgiving podcast audience today. All right. So Mr. David Medensky, if you just want to say hello and show your hand so we know who you are.
Hi. Thanks for having me as a guest today.
Absolutely fantastic. And Carol Kay.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you.
Perfect. And Carol P.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right. And Estrelita.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. And Carol L.
Hello.
We got that done. Dr. Sonia Yan.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Are you guys noticing the different accents? It's so cool. Jayshree
Lambert in Canada.
Fantastic. And Sujata. Oh, your mic is on, sweetie.
Hi, this is Sujata from Singapore.
Fantastic. And Linda.
Hello from Canada. Oh, wow, we have an international group here.
We do have an international group. Health and wellness is an international topic, absolutely. So Linda, let's start with you. We're going to ask some questions, and I'm not going to repeat the question 10 times. It's going to be the same question for everyone because everyone's got their own answers to this. But what is it about your work, or what was the pivotal moment that you knew that this is what you wanted to do?
When I channel, I feel completely at home. And the way that it enlivens people, changes people's lives, that's what keeps this going. And the level of compassionate love, this unconditional love that moves through me as a trans channeler is mind blowing. So I get to be in that vibe. Wow. Love it.
Awesome, awesome. I love that vibe. And the beautiful Miss Jasri Lambert, who I have done a lot of health and wellness work with.
Well, as far as a pivotal moment, I would say it came in the early 90s when I had started my Ayurveda study, but I had no idea I would become a doctor. I had no ambition as such, but it was the presence of my teacher, his being, his voice and his knowledge, his wisdom, and his unconditional love. That's what convinced me that I had to study deeper and fully.
Oh my goodness. I just saw a picture of you and Dr. Ladd in your newsletter. It was fantastic. Sonia.
So I realized I love this work when I was actually at university in my first year and I was teaching kids how to learn how to swim. My former swimming teacher said to me, "Do you want to assist me?" I said, "Sure." And when I went for dinner with a couple of friends, they said to me, "Why do you even teach kids how to swim, pre-primary and primary school? You don't even get paid for it." So I thought about it and I thought, that's a very good question, because I love teaching, I love swimming. And I went deeper and I realized I love to see the change from kids not being able to do something, being fearful and feeling unsafe, to getting into a 25-meter pool and just going for it. So when I started my practice, I realized I have that same feeling. You take clients from where they are, feeling insecure, angry, anxious, afraid, all of those things, to a space where they're happy, they're thriving, they feel fantastic, and they just love what they do and how they're functioning in the world. So that's basically when I knew it.
Oh my goodness. And I love this question, because who would have known? Like, who would have known? People see you, you're all experts, and people go, oh, that's what they do because they woke up one day and decided that's what they were going to do. But I love the unfolding. So Carol P.
Thank you for asking. In 2020, I knew that I was going to build more businesses and carry on, hopefully into the hundreds of my life. And I realized that the cannabis industry was opening up worldwide. And I wanted to, my endocannabinoid system, I knew that that would help me balance and increase my focus. And I could build in many businesses, which is I like to do. And, you know, health comes first. And so I took a deep dive into health and wellness and got really excited about the hemp world and the stem cell world. So that's why I did it. And I just have continued in that direction.
Wow. That is awesome. And Miss Carol K. you know, for me as a music person, I'm having a hard time not calling you Carol King, because as soon as I go Carol K, I'm like, tapestry. Okay. So Carol K.
I'm primarily an author, but the book that I wrote in 2020 has to do with the empowering of women. And I think within that is the health of women as well. They really need to have a self-esteem, self-empowerment, self-esteem, getting through rid of trauma, et cetera. So that's how I got into it.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. All right. And you are right beside another favorite author of ours, Mr. David Medensky. And I believe you've got another one coming out, but what is it that made you, you know, this is what you were going to do?
I got my wake up call in July of 2016 at age 61, when my doctor told me, based on my lab results and that I was fat, I had a 95% chance for a fatal heart attack. So he gave me two options: lose weight or find a new doctor. And he strongly encouraged me to find a new doctor, because he'd been after me for 8 years to lose weight. And if I did lose weight on a diet, I gained it all back, sometimes even more. So I was frustrated. This time was different. During the next 4 months, I shed 50 pounds, which was 25% of my total body weight. More importantly, I've kept it off. And then in June of 2022, at age 67, I hiked up Mount Kilimanjaro. And what I love about what I'm doing is I get to be the example of how to live a healthy life.
Excellent. Wow. Well, there you go. There's a moment. Get out of my office or get it together. I don't know. I love it. You know, brave up on the doctor. Estrelita.
Yes, thank you. I was exposed to wellness from a young age. My father was always interested in various things to do around wellness and well-being. So fast forward about 12 years ago, I was coming out of the corporate world and I realized I wanted to start a business, and I was doing some work for a manufacturer of aesthetic equipment. several things all happened at the same time, and I saw what was happening in aesthetics. I'm not an esthetician, but I could see that technology was going to play a big role in that world. And so I decided I wanted to be involved, and my clinic, Dermabrite Clinics, came out of that. And then over the years, I've evolved and get into some of the areas around more holistic health and well-being. I started my wellness center as part of that journey with the skincare clinic. And I've written and been involved with several book projects. And now I do some workshops and I have a retreat business. So it's just all part of the whole being, the holistic being, which I think is part of this, of the wellness. It's not just one thing. It's all the different things that we can to work on as we go on. So
thank you so much. I love that, because I think as well, even Jastri noted to it that, you know, we find out about something here, particularly health and wellness, right? I mean, and then we kind of make it personal, and then we take it, for those of you that are taking it outward for other people. But, and then as you stay in this industry, it just expands, right? I mean, you get smarter, new technology comes in. I mean, it's quite an expansive industry. Thank you so much. And Carol L.
Well, thanks, Deb. My whole career has been in healthcare products and services, and has been about helping people. So in 2008, I bought a Nurse Next Door franchise, and because I get to help both clients and employees. So we promise a wow experience to our clients, and we also strive to give opportunities to our employees. So I love that we bring joy to the lives of our clients every day. And I love even more that we've been able to send three of our employees to school to become healthcare assistants to improve their lives. And they've gotten better jobs. So we believe seniors especially can stay at home when they get elderly and they need a little bit of help, and not have to move to a care home, at least not right away. And with support from what we do, they can stay at home. And like the other reason is that my previous career was in sales and marketing, but as a business owner, I get to like build the whole business from the ground up and in my local community. And that is what makes me go.
That's what makes you go. Nurse on the go. So there you go. Yeah. Just that community piece is so important. And Sujata.
So as Deb, you know, maybe others don't know, as an author, when I wrote the book, it covers it all. And my life experiences, which I put down, made me a life mentor. And I mentor people on mental well-being. But, you know, health and mental well-being, the gut and the mind go together. So whatever you experience on a daily basis, it's going to affect you overall. And I just mentor people on how to cope with, you know, traumas, tragedies, etc. I call it paying forward.
That's beautiful. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's it.
That's it. Yeah. No, so beautiful, right? And your story about how you've had your experience and then the conversion of that experience and then moving it to others. Okay, thank you. Well, what a party we got today. This is so exciting. I'm going to ask the next two questions at the same time. And so, because I think one really lends into the other. And we're going to talk about, like, why, if you can give us your opinion, particularly in your sector, whether it's the authoring sector, the nursing sector, the esthetician sector, holistic health sector, what do you believe, because you're all seeing it. I mean, I remember I had a private health studio 27 years ago in Vancouver. Some of you remember that. And we could not put every service that we did on the same brochure. We had one brochure that said, you know, lymphatic drainage, you know, relaxation massage, sports massage. And then the one under the table was chakras, you know, mediumship, clearing energies. And even when we moved reflexology over to what we considered the mainstream, right? The mainstream one, people were like, really? Like spots on your feet are going to make you feel better. We're like, okay, take it back to this brochure. Like it was such an evolution, right? Of people. And most of the people that got massage that were men were from European, because there wasn't a man coming for a massage. They're like, you know, unless they got what we call dragged or drugged from their partner, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm here for the couples massage. Like, you know what I mean? So it's been such an evolution. Now there's lots of books about it and, you know, best-selling authors and all of that good stuff. So in your sector, if you can share, why do you feel that this industry has become so popular? What is that need about? And do you have a story or do you have an example that you can share? So I'm going to put these together, of a client that had an experience with you, or you had an experience, or a client had an experience. And Ms. Linda, we'll start with you.
Just writing myself a little note here, like a lot to weave together. No, what I do is very unique, as I combine channeled readings with somatic experience with counseling. In fact, that's how this all started, is in the first year of my counseling practice after taking my training, there I was opening and experiencing otherworldly messages, and I would share these with people, and then I thought, oh my God, I'm such a flake. It took me a year to get over that and go, wait a minute, there's benefit here. And what's changed over, because I've been doing this for 25 years, mm-hmm. and what's changed is people's acceptance of channeling as a health, a healing modality. Mm-hmm. And also people used to see me more for crisis management. They'd come in such a state of upheaval in their lives. Now people see me more for their spiritual growth, more for their well-being overall, like to take their healing to the next stage in their lives, which is self-empowerment, self-awareness, self-regulating, co-regulating, having better relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. People are more available to that. And a key client experience, I've been thinking about that. For the most part, what I see over and over again, people tell me this has saved their lives. And it saved them from that living unconsciously, living in reaction, in such a state of constantly repeating the past. Now they're stepping forward, getting traction in what really matters to them. People are coming closer to who they truly are. And I see that time and time again. It's an amazing experience. Such an honor. I'm so honored to be your ally, to be your guide, to walk this journey with you. And I think I could see that in what others are sharing here. Like I saw that in the last podcast around the health and well-being, is this joy we have as practitioners to pass this on.
Oh, I would agree. Thank you so much. That was really beautiful. I think that coaches, mentors, teachers, practitioners, really, honestly, servant leaders, you know, people that are looking for betterment, for people's betterment. Thank you so much, Linda. And Jasri.
Yeah, well, before I launch in here to these answers, I want to thank you and acknowledge you, Deb, for coordinating this amazing forum, which I think will reach many and help everybody feel included in this whole movement of wellness. So because I come from an Ayurveda perspective, Ayurveda, of course, is the world's oldest holistic medical science and is still today the most relevant and most inclusive. So I think for me, the belief from Ayurveda about the impact on others is that, and I think we're all there, and Ayurveda, of course, is the source of the original imprint of holistic medicine, that is to say mind-body medicine. And if I can use myself as an example, because by now my file cabinets are literally full of international clients from many, many countries, but especially North America, where, you know, people have had these same benefits that I had because I came as a migraine sufferer. So migraine is a disease where, and it was a genetic factor, hereditary factor modeled by my mother and maternal lineage. And I realized that all systems were wrong, digestive system, structural system, respiratory system, elimination, hormonal system, everything, mind, body, was askew, and it resulted in a very comprehensive disease, migraine, which the physicians had no answer for. They had no answer for my mother's migraine, and they had no answer for mine. So I began very early, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, searching for a comprehensive approach, which I finally found in my mid-30s in Ayurveda, because I knew that, of course, diet and lifestyle were critical. The cause and effect of food choices, timings, combinations, the lifestyle, the right use of time, called the Dinacharya from Sanskrit, means the right use of the morning, afternoon, evening, bedtime, sleep time. There's, you know, tremendous depth of study in all of these, where we come to understand how to calibrate ourselves, how to make healthy decisions. And then, of course, the mind-body relationship was my most, I would say, in-depth interest in Ayurveda, is for mental health. Because I grew up with a mentally ill mother, so all my life I saw her in and out of clinics, none of which helped her, by the way, in Western science, for in her entire life. So I knew the answer did not lie in Western thinking. I had to do a global deep dive into the mind-body relationship. So I came to yoga, meditation, and these, again, you have to go in depth. It's not just a weekend class that's going to make the big difference. But of course, they lead to the main point of the spiritual purpose of life, that this is the soul's journey. And that we have experiences, we have family members, we have timings, circumstances that create parameters within which we have to decide who we are, why we are making decisions as to profession, as to service in the world, as to the connectedness of purpose, spiritual purpose, the self-realization, the God realization. So I hope that answers a little bit about my personal belief about how this unfolded for me. And I think it's one that has touched everyone. Certainly all the thousands of people in my client files, but I think in also anybody, all of us new to it, this is a journey of the soul, and it's common to all of us.
Well, thank you very much. That's very enlightening. And I, you know, I've had the pleasure of spending time in your home receiving treatment and et cetera. And, you know, I think the longer we stay in our craft, the more powerful we get. And that was a very powerful statement. So thank you kindly, Dr. Sonia Yan.
So your question, Deborah, was why are more people seeking out healthier ways of being, whether it's physical health, mental and emotional? And if you look at it, compared to our generation of parents and grandparents, we have a much higher standard of living. What good is it to you, though, if you are physically not healthy and you're mentally and emotionally stressed and in an imbalanced state? Not very much. I remember one of the spiritual masters that I followed for 20 years, he said something very interesting. He said, what good does it do you if you can afford the most expensive bed in the world, and let's say it costs 100,000 euros, and you sleep in that bed, but you cannot fall asleep? Mm-hmm. And that's what I've seen has happened, is that the shift in the focus from, yes, we need to exercise and keep ourselves physically very fit and so forth, has shifted to the mental and emotional aspect more, particularly after COVID. And mm-hmm. I've noticed that people are taking it far more seriously than before, because, and they're also seeking solutions that really deal with the root of the problem. I'll give you a quick example. I had a client who came to see me a couple of years ago. She had numerous fears. She had fear of rejection, fear of being judged. She had fear of public speaking. She was anxious. She was angry. Plus, she wanted to find a partner, let's say a more compatible partner compared to the narcissist that she had been with before. And I said to her, okay, that's a whole truckload of things to deal with. Let's just start with your fears and anxiety. And we did. So I took about, because she had about five fears, we dealt with them in one session. And I've essentially developed a system whereby I can help people remove fears and mental and emotional limitations within a very short period of time. So after her fifth session, she went off and she had lunch with three of her friends. And as they're sitting there, first friend says to her, "You look so different. Did you meet a guy?" And she's like, "No." And the second friend says to her, "Did you have plastic surgery?" And she's like, "No." And the third friend says to her, "Did you change your facial cream?" And she's like, "No." And she said, they all said to her, "You look fantastic and you're happy and you're shining and you're bright. What's going on?" So she looked at them and she said, "I'm working with a life coach and counselor." And their jaws dropped. And they said, "A counselor and a life coach makes you look like that?" She's like, "Yes." And I said, "How's that possible?" And she said, "Well, you know, I decided to deal with my stuff. And I've been to coaches and other therapists before, but nothing really worked. So she was recommended. She really knows what she does. And the best thing is that she gives you the result that you're actually after." And she said, "It's been fantastic in such a short period of time. I got rid of so much stuff. I can't wait for the other stuff to clear." So they were all horrified and shocked, but very happy for her. So that's the thing, is that I found that people are searching for solutions that really solve the problems at a deeper level than before. Because we've had all, you know, we've all had the NLP stuff that we've all tried. We've done affirmations, and yes, it makes us feel better and makes us think more positively. But at the end of the day, what we're wanting is to be more successful, happier, have good relationships, and essentially feel very comfortable and at ease with ourselves. In order to feel that way, we have to go deeper, which often means that we have to go and extract the root of whatever inner limitation or challenge we have and we are wanting to resolve. And that's basically why I think people are searching, is they want something to clear out whatever is stopping them from getting to where they want to be. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
Awesome. I mean, isn't this so incredible? If you're listening to this, I'm sure you're starting to get like this hope bucket filled up, because there's such a variety, but there's such a variety of ways for people to heal and to tap in and to have, you know, resolution, right? Okay. Miss Carol P. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm so excited. I'm going to listen to this again because y'all are so interesting. Okay. So I believe that people are done with big pharma. I hope that's okay for everybody to hear. And I think it's okay for that. I think people do want to take their health into their own hands and go about things. And someone, you just said, getting to the root of the problem. You know, so often people would go for help and there would be a Band-Aid to address one thing. And then you would have this domino effect of other things that had to be addressed because of a medication. And I think that they're just ready. People are ready to feel better holistically and in every area of life. I'll give not just one story, but a combination of what I've seen happen most. And it has been people that have been on medication for sleep, for anxiety, for depression, and they didn't want to take this medication anymore. And so the beautiful thing that has happened is that insomniacs, and I can say that that was one of my wonderful results, I sleep like a baby. I mean, it's odd. Now I've been doing these things for, 3.5 years now. But inflammation is removed. Pain is managed from a different perspective, from a plant, and that's just getting better and better and better. It's this natural addressing and self-empowerment to take our health into our own hands rather than go to someone, really get to the root of the problem. And it's to nourish parts of our bodies that have not been nourished. I love it. I love going deeper. I love holistic approach to everything. And the better we feel, the more successful we can become in all the areas of our lives, personally, professionally, and, financially. So I just think that there is this shift whether you're on the side of you love the vaccine or you don't believe in the vaccine, either way, there's this huge question around it.
Yeah.
So I think it was just time to go deep and go natural. So I believe that's the shift.
Wow. And I do believe that our recent years, I call it, you know, if you want to call it like the health awakening or whatever you want to call it, but I think it brought things to surface. I also think even the world of entrepreneurship has brought things to surface as people go into taking control of other areas of their life. It has highlighted, like, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to be this athlete, if I'm going to be an entrepreneur, if I'm going to do this, I need to start taking care of this. You know what I mean? Like, we've become a self-observant society, I believe, in all areas. And I love how you talk about all areas, because you're right close to Esther Latta, which we'll talk to in just a minute, about how she's taken holistic in one sector. But let's go up to Carol Kay. Thank you so much, Carol.
Hi, how are you doing? I worked in pharmaceutical. So I was a tech writer in pharmaceutical, and I thought that was very good. It was a good company, but I have been closer to more alternative medicine now. And I echo everything everybody has said here about the root cause. I do EMDR, which is for trauma-based things, and that's still considered EMDR. It is not covered by insurance at this point. And also acupuncture, as well as massage and everything, and only supplements for everything. And it's been life-changing. It has been life-changing. And the way I felt before compared to the way I feel now is, I feel 100% better. So I think you're right. It's an awakening of, we got to get to, why do we feel this way? So
Awesome. Awesome. And just to note, we're going to do a final circle around. If some of you are like, oh, I want to hear more from her, I want to hear more from him. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a circle at the round where people are going to say, you know, for example, Carol, your book, and David, your book. And if people have websites or one place where you want people to go. And then, of course, we're going to have it all in the show notes. So please note that you can go deeper with each one of these wonderful people. Thank you so much, Carol and David. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, the problem today is people think they're eating healthy when they're not, because of the deceptive marketing tactics used by the food industry, big pharma, and the weight loss industry. So when I teach clients and employee health and wellness programs, I use what I call 9 simple golden rules for living a healthy life. And when people see the 9 golden rules, their response is, I know that. I understand you know that. The question is, are you doing it? And the majority of people say no. Then the question is, well, if you know what to do to be healthy, why aren't you doing it? So that's the issues that we get into. What I like to say is, I like to put the life back into your style. Mm. And one of the clients I had in a year, she reduced her triglycerides by 200 points from 354 to 165. And she also reduced her A1C, so she's no longer considered pre-diabetic. She's improved her HDL, which is the good cholesterol, and lowered her LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. And she achieved her weight loss goal. So her doctor's very proud of her, as I was, and very happy with her, and told her to keep doing what she's doing. So that's my message, is be careful of the deceptive marketing tactics used out there by the food companies that will make promises and give you false hope. And some of their products are actually potentially dangerous.
Thank you. I love how you said that most people knew that already, and that sometimes we're just so busy going through our lives. If there is things that we're being told, we don't really have the time or the energy or the effort, let's face it, to go through everything and decide what's true, what's not true. And just so for our listeners, those 9 things you're talking about, I'm hoping that they're in the book there so that they can find out more, not they can contact you, but, and I find it really interesting as well that you talked about that most people know, but they're not doing it. And then getting to the root, which a lot of people have talked about already, the root to why you're not doing it, right? Are you not doing it because of time or sabotage or patterns or history or genetics or whatever your core issue is? What is it that's holding you back from being healthy? Thank you so much.
Quick answer to that. The biggest issue is convenience for people. That's why they don't do what they need to do is because of convenience.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure a few people are nodding their head. Okay. Estrelita. Estrelita. Sorry.
Yes, thank you. Certainly in my industry, the interest in skincare has just skyrocketed. And I think a lot of that has to do with just social media and what's going on there. You've also got a lot of information, a lot of new information on a lot of technology that's come online. So 12 years ago, that was sort of part of the goal back then. It was really before social media even became really a thing. Now, fast forward, the other for me as a business owner, I'm a marketer at heart. And so I wanted to identify niche markets that would make sense. Where I'm located, I have a number of high schools, and then one of our biggest universities in Canada is just up the hill. So I developed an acne program. People thought I was crazy at that time to sort of have that niche. But I had been an acne sufferer myself as a young person, and I knew how hard that was, how hard that journey was. And I didn't want to kind of force people to think about medication because there's other things that can be done. And I wrote this book called Face Your Acne, which was 10 things available on Amazon. It kind of people were like, oh, you wrote a book. It's the first book that I did. But it was great because it was a super good branding exercise. And it also set me up as a subject matter expert. And so we've treated hundreds of young people in particular over the years with acne protocols in our clinic. But it's only 20% of the game because so much of it is what they're doing at home. So educating them around, you know, the foods, some of the foods to watch, right? The trigger foods. Also, how they're washing and cleaning their skin. Honestly, what I've seen in the last few years is stress. Young people today are very stressed out. And unfortunately, a lot of it has to do with, I think, the mindset, the sort of left brain that sort of takes over everything. And these kids are just so disconnected from nature. They're so disconnected from community. And so I talk a lot about go outside and hug a tree and go for a walk by the ocean. Because I think many of us, even as adults, we're very disconnected from that right side of our brain. So I'm very passionate about that. Again, that holistic idea. It takes many forms, but in young people, and I have a 20-year-old myself, and I've been on that journey with him as well, it's just really understanding that there's so many things that they can do and that they don't have to be depressed. They don't have to feel bad about themselves or suicidal, which we see a lot of. And acne is just one way that manifests itself, right? So yeah, I'm very passionate about that, of really making that difference for young people so that we set them up for a really great life moving forward.
There's a lot there. And I think that, again, there was a lot of heads nodding, not only because we're like, yeah, those kids need to get out in the forest. You're like, yeah, I could probably go hug a tree too, you know? And I think you addressed, you know, one of the elephants in the room, which is social media. And particularly, I'm sure it's quite strong in your sector. Just the comparable and the whole emotional part of health and wellness as well. And what are we doing as we sit down with our bodies and go like this before we go to bed? And all of that depletion of melatonin that happens when you're on the screen. And, you know, we're all getting, you know, blue light glasses and all those things that are happening due to this new advancement in our world. Right. And I'm sure as things evolve and continue to evolve, new health needs and our new health solutions are going to need to be addressed as we evolve as a world, as a globe. So thank you for that. Miss Carol L.
Well, I have been listening, just fascinated with all these people talking about like journey of the soul and stuff, because like Nurse Next Door, we mostly work with seniors. And the thing about where I live in Vancouver, Canada, our health care system is not doing so great, especially when it comes to helping seniors at home. And like our philosophy at Nurse Next Door is called Happier Aging. And it's all about things like purpose, choice, autonomy, respect, belonging. Like that in itself, like people forget, it's so interesting, like when you get to be 80, 85, you need a little bit of help, but you're still human and you still need those things in your life. And, you know, we do, you know, that's why we exist as a business, but it's what gets me up in the morning that, you know, even my own dad, after he passed away, I was gobsmacked to learn that his last 2 years, he'd been waking up and saying, you know, basically, oh, I guess I'm still here. Like he had lost his purpose. He had lost his ability to do the things that he loved to do. So what we do is, yes, we do all the regular stuff that a home care company does for seniors, but it's all about that. It's about your soul. It's about doing things that give people joy and purpose. And I want to tell you one story that is like my favorite client ever. And his name was Jack. And he was coming up on his 100th birthday. We got hired when he was like 96. So he was still working on his farm and stuff. And so I asked his care manager to find out, like, is there something Jack would still like to do? Like, you know, and he said he had flown over the Fraser River up and down, like to see the lands, how they were shaped and everything when he was a young man. And he would love to do that again. So, you know what we did? We actually contacted a local helicopter company and they were so excited at the thought of the prospect of flying around with a 100-year-old full of wisdom. They jumped at the chance. Anyways, we took him up in this helicopter. He was totally game. We flew him up and down the Fraser River. He had so much fun. He loved it. They even like flew over his home and hovered in the yard. And then they flew over his neighbor's home and hovered so that they could wave at him and stuff. So, I mean, that is like, that's a big story. Like we have, but small examples every day of where you actually take the time to see the person and say, look at that train set in the corner. That's amazing. You love your train set. Like, let's talk about that. Let's not just talk about your medical condition. And you should see people light up. Like, it's amazing. I mean, it's just a reminder, right? Like, no matter how old you are, what age or what stage, you can have joy and purpose and hope and all of those things. And, you know,
it's a great story. I'm sure we're all kind of like holding back. We want to go to Jack's, you know, birthday. That's amazing. And I think that's a strong testament to purpose. Absolutely. And helping people keep their purpose alive, right? Which is why probably most of you as entrepreneurs are like, people are like, when are you going to retire? You're like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, that's like asking me when I'm going to change who I am. thank you so much for that. And Sujata, we'll kind of wrap this up with you. And then we're going to let everyone just say one last statement of where people can find you. And then we're going to
wrap you. It up. as I said before, that I never really ventured into anything. I even became an entrepreneur after I met with God, because nothing that I actually have done or achieved is by design. It's given to me and I just do whatever is thrown at me to the best of my ability. So the one story I can give you about how I help people in mental well-being is this lady who lost her son to suicide in March. And she has written a very good review saying that she got the book during the most difficult part of her life. And that is helping her, even though I'm there. But you know, when you want, you consult that book. That's been there for quite a few of my readers. And that's how a lot of people come to me from 15-year-olds upwards. And there's another talk that I did on this subject of mind what matters, you know, and prioritizing mental well-being for students and budding entrepreneurs who came from India, 15 of them. And so they all were quite happy to hear, you know, how their daily lives can be impacted and what they can do. So, like I say, that I just paid forward whatever I have, you know, except for being murdered, I think I've covered everything in the book, including health matters, like dealing with diabetes, you know. I'm not a great fan of medicines, and the doctors always find it a challenge. So before they give me any medication, they know that I will do research. So they'll tell me, okay, Sujata, this is the least side effects, but let's take it. But I make rational decisions on eating and, you know, how to live, because you can't tell me it's stress related and then give me pills. Then if it's stress related or lifestyle, then the answer is in the lifestyle, right? I have to change my lifestyle or I have to deal with the stress. So yes, so that is what I do. I became a mental well-being expert through whatever I've written in the book, which a lot of people relate to.
Thank you so much. What I hear out of there was preventative. And what I heard echoing a lot is about preventative. I also heard a lot about, even when David shared his first story when we started, about taking responsibility for our health. I remember some of you in Canada would remember Lloyd Robinson with CTV. And when I started an aromatherapy home party company, they were, you know, we were talking about 25 years ago, they were like, aroma what? And anyway, so somehow they found out about me and he interviewed me and he was like, I don't understand people using aromatherapy for their health. And I said, Well, we're still at a time where people won't ask for a second opinion from their doctor, right? We won't, because we have given them a lot of power, and whose fault lies in that? You know, they're not allowed to say anything alternative because they have rules. We don't question them. And then therefore, so somewhere in there, it's about taking responsibility, braving up and owning what's going on with their bodies, and then searching out whatever the best decision is. But I've heard a lot of things today around prevention, preventative health, you know, reaching out, what Linda talked about. You don't have to wait for the big stuff. You know, you can go and take care of things that don't feel quite right, you know, making alternative choices and what you're putting onto your skin, actually taking the time to do a little bit of research on, is there something out there? And we are all so close to each other that I think anyone listening to this show today, if they've got something going on, if they reach out to one of you, you'll absolutely be the person to reach out to, or you'll know who they should be talking to. This is a vast connective society of people that are really interested in helping people have a life of longevity, but successful longevity, joyful longevity, being able to do more with less pain or less strain or less hurt or what have you, right? Living a full life. So we talked earlier about servant leadership, and I certainly heard that a lot today. Some of you are up very late and some of you are up very early to get ready to share today. So with that being said, we're just going to go around the room to just do a final wrap up before we say goodbye to these incredible listeners and viewers that are going to share the word. And if you can just either one website or the name of your book, and the rest we'll put in the show notes. So Linda, we'll start with you.
I want to come back to this journey of the soul, that this is what we're here, going deeper and healing and choosing healthy choices comes from returning to the soul, to that self value. Otherwise we get in our ways. And so I've got something absolutely amazing on my website, lyndanardelli.com, and it's a quiz on connecting with your soul essence. And it comes with this beautiful PDF information about your particular soul essence and a guided journey to guide you in, which is where healing starts. Because if we don't connect here, how can we find and trust the people that are going to help us?
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Dr. Jasri Lambert.
Oh, well, I just really appreciate this opportunity. I have two websites and I put them in the chat. Let me give you the first one, www.ayurveda-seminars.com, ayurveda-seminars.com, which is the livelihood a website for consultations. We use only, of course, plant-based medicines, because a medicine in Ayurveda is something that removes the disease while causing no harm. That's why if it has side effects, it's not called a medicine. It's called a slow poison, which is also a legitimate category in the right hands. And I think the other website I'll give in the chat, And that is the nonprofit, the Canada Ayurveda Research and Education Foundation.
Perfect. We will add all of those in the show notes. So for those that are listening, we will put all of these in the show notes as well. Thank you so much. Sonia?
So recently I had a client who came to me and said, do I really have to do this now? And I said to her, the choice that you have is not if you will deal with this particular challenge. The choice is when. That's the choice we all have. We can decide to do it this week. We can decide to do it in 5 months, in 10 years, or in 10 lifetimes. But at some point, we all have to go and deal with whatever it is that's keeping us restrained, holding us back, or making us feel miserable. So when you're ready to deal with any of those things and set yourself free, please have a look at my website. It's my name, drsonyayan.com. And you can also find me on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Carol P.
Hey, thank you. Mine's pretty simple. It's carolpatrizzi.com, and you can learn about anything I've spoken about here. Two R's and two L's in Carol.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Carol P. Carol K.
CPKSolutions.com, communications.
Awesome. And there they can find the book that you're talking about.
Yeah, yes. Do the necessary, let the rest go to hell.
Thank you. Someone had to say it. Someone had to say it. David Rudensky.
Yes, you can find me at jadedhealth.com. And my book, Jaded Health, is available on Amazon. And you can also reach me on LinkedIn or Facebook. And if you send me a direct message, I'm happy to send you a PDF of the 9 Simple Golden Rules as a gift.
Ooh, thank you so much. I want one of those. And Esther Leita.
Yes, thanks. Thanks so much, Deb, for today. It's been really wonderful. My website is dermabrightclinic.com, which is for my skincare clinic in Vancouver. I also have a women's workshop coming up at the end of September, and that's with simplydivineretreats.com.
Simply divine. Simply divine. Thank you so much. It is so much fun. And Carol L.
So our website is nursenextdoor.com, and I work in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, but you can look in there if you are from wherever you are. It's a global company. I haven't written a book yet, but our CEO, Kathy Thorpe, has written a book called Bold Kindness, and it talks, yes, about Nurse Next Door, but it talks about how we approach leadership, and it's a really great book too.
Awesome. Fantastic. And Sujita, can you tell us the name of this beautiful book that you've been sharing with us today?
Yes, I actually put it in the chat. It's called Against All Odds, No Retakes, No Manuals, Real Life Lessons. It's available on all Amazon websites. And the best way to reach me is I put my number. I'm a WhatsApp person. So
perfect. We'll put that in the show notes as well. Okay, so we normally wrap it up, and honestly, it's going to be one name. It's one name. I am going to just ask your name, and you're going to say it. We always wrap up with, you're on your way to a desert island. It's not Esther Leita's retreat, because that's way more fun. There's lots more people, but you're going to a desert island. You have room in your suitcase for one album. One album. This is not difficult. One album. What album or singer or song will you have to take with you that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? We're going to go quick. We're going to popcorn this, and we're going to say goodbye. This is what we always do on our show. And I'm sure all of you have watched our show, so you knew this was coming. Linda.
It's Siddhartha, the spirit of Buddha Bar. I was just listening to the other
day. Nope, I'm not going to let you do that. One more again. Jasri?
I love a book called The Anurag Sagar, meaning the ocean of love, from Kabir. San Kabir, 15th century.
Perfect. Okay, she's taking a book. And Sonia?
I'm going to take my favorite DJ, Nora Aon Pure, South African and Swiss.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Carol P.
Oh, this is so hard. I'm going to go with Neil Young.
Woo! Okay, some Neil Young. Okay, Carol K.
Aretha Franklin.
Woo! All right, David Medensky.
Cat Stevens.
Oh, I just bought that album. Esther Leita.
Joshua Tree by U2.
Right? Okay. Carol L.
Keith Urban. I don't know what the name is. A good album by him.
Anything Keith.
Anything Keith. Yes.
Anything Keith. Take the poster. And Sujita.
Be Yourself by Audio Slave, Chris Collins.
Nice. Okay, so now we all have some great music to listen to. Thank you so much for being here today. What an incredible show. Thank you, audience, for hanging in here and sharing the word. If you want to be sitting, if you have a story to tell, if you have a book to talk about, if you got something going on that someone else should know, you know where we are. This is not difficult. It's super easy. devdrobin.com, and there's a contact box. Just go in there, and we'll make sure that you're seen and heard, and you will speak up, stand up, and show up. Okay, thank you so much for everyone being here today. With that, be well and stay groovy. That's a wrap. Bye for now.